blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, St. Michael, greeting you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, it is always a privilege for us to be able to share with you from the Word of God. We trust that you would listen carefully and to receive the Word of God with meekness and gladness, that it might be profitable for your soul in this life and for eternity. We have with us Brother Patrick Garnes, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, to bring us a message from the Word of the Lord.
Greetings, friends. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Indeed, great is thy faithfulness. We crave your blessing and guidance on our meditation this morning. And be with us as well as our listeners. We thank thee for them, everyone. And may your grace abound toward us. We pray your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. We have been looking at the book of Ephesians, and we have highlighted some interesting facts in relation to it, but I think it would be also useful to consider some of the background circumstances in relation to this wonderful city. At the time, it was the capital of the Roman province of Asia, about 3 miles from the open sea, and it stood at the entrance to one of the four clefts in the surrounding hills. Miletus, before, of course, was its main and most important or significant harbor, but Ephesus became the main route from Rome to the east, and many side roads as well as sea routes converged on it, hence the importance of the city. It was here that the Apostle Paul, for example, said that he fought or encountered wild beasts in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 32. It was also here that he asked Timothy to stay, as we read in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3. One of the most very distinctive characters in relation to the program of God and the servants of God is Onesiphorus. And it is he who ministered to Paul in so many different ways. And he mentions this in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. In fact, that passage is worth our reading to see the quality of service and dedication and commitment that the Apostle Paul had as well as his colleagues when it came to the work of God. We also find that it was here that Tychicus was sent in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 12, that he might continue the ministration by the grace of God, that the word of God might have free course. It is in this context that we find some rich events taking place, which will profit us to meditate upon. In Acts chapter 18, straight through to verse 20, for example, we have the record of the instances associated with some striking events where the Apostle Paul shared the word of God and ministered to the saints, very often in the light of great opposition. In chapter 18 and verse 19, he came to Ephesus having left Priscilla and Aquila. And of course, we read last time that Priscilla and Aquila were able to minister to Apollos and bring him to an understanding, a better understanding of the Word of God. And what a dynamic and powerful preacher he was, and how faithful he was to the Word of God as well. Then he sailed from Ephesus, the Apostle Paul, promising to return. The Bible tells us that Apollos, meanwhile, came to Ephesus, and of course, he was able to benefit by the ministry of the Lord in the blessing of the lives of many people. In chapter 19 and verse 1 of Acts, we read, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he ministered unto them, brought them into the realization of the role of the Holy Spirit and the way that the part that he should play in the ministration of their lives, the development of the cementing of the gospel of Christ and the grace of life eternal to them. The Apostle Paul, of course, continued to minister, and the Bible tells us in verse 8 that he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us, of course, in relation to the responses, that divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude. He departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of Tyrannus. Many miracles God wrought by the hand of the apostle, and this introduces us to the wonderful way in which God's word worked, providing the background for our meditation. In verse number 10 it says, "And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks." Down in verse 20 of the same chapter it says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." In these circumstances, we find Paul's dealing then with the disciples of John, verses 1 to 12. We find him dealing with the divination of the sons of Sceva, verses 13 to 20. And then we find him as a defender, dealing with the defenders of Diana, the temple, and of course the worship, the false worship that characterize their religious experience there as well. As a matter of fact, it was a tremendous impact that the preaching of God's word had as far as that was concerned. And then on his way to Jerusalem, the Bible tells us that he stopped at Miletus and he sent for the Ephesian elders, and he was able to minister to them in ways that we would profit from today when it comes to the word of the Lord. And so the Apostle Paul gave the word, he delivered the gospel of the Lord in much power and assurance by the Holy Spirit. The delivery of the word of God was effective because we saw that it made a decisive difference as far as the people are concerned. So the delivery of the gospel of Christ was followed by a decisive difference in the lives of the people. The Bible tells us, of course, in verse 18, many that believe came and confessed and showed their deeds. What a difference God's word makes in the lives of those who would receive it. If, my friend, you would believe the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is, that he can save and satisfy, that he came to die for you, you will also experience the conversion work that these also experienced in Ephesus. Of course, we recognize the change, we recognize the cost, we recognize the choice. They made a choice, a very significant choice, when they heard the word of God, when against the background of all their false gods, including Artemis or Diana, as it is called, they decided that they would embrace the gospel of Christ. They would repent of their sins. They would recognize that forgiveness of sins is in Christ Jesus, whom Paul preached. And the Bible tells us not only they believed, but confessed that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Christ, and confessed him as their Savior. They embraced the forgiveness that he gives. Ephesians 1:7 tells us, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." So that you, my friend, can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the favor of God will come to you just as it came to them. And the Bible tells us many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. And my friend, if you receive the fact that God in Christ Jesus can bring about your change as well, you can make that choice like these ones, no matter what it costs. It cost them dearly, as we see later in the chapter. But the Bible tells us they received the word of God, because there's only one way you can be saved, and that is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul, who preached that message, brought them to the place where they can see themselves in the light of God's word. And you, my friend, as we have seen ourselves, can see yourself as God sees. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you can know the change that he brings. Our sins are as filthy rags. Worse than that, because our righteousness are so classified. The Bible tells us that God is able to minister and bring about that change. Their conversion involved the change. They made a choice, and no matter what it costs, they've decided that they would accept the Lord Jesus Christ. The conflict that followed was a severe one, and it involved a tremendous clamor as they looked at their craft and saw that they would suffer. But the Bible tells us, nevertheless, the work of God was really great and mighty in their hearts and lives. The word grew mightily, and the Bible tells us it prevailed as far as their lives were concerned. What a change it brought about. And my friend, you can know that change as well if you would accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The tremendous life-changing work of the power of the Word of God in Ephesus, it shook the whole place, so much so that they cried out and decided that they would create some kind of confrontation. And the Bible tells us, of course, the results that came about as a result of that. And we will see the commendation in our next study. Why not trust Christ as your Savior, my friend, and know that He changes lives. He helps us to make the correct choice. And if you will choose Christ this morning, you will know the joy and peace and the change that comes about in relation to the power of the blood of Christ Jesus. The gospel that Paul preached is a gospel that works today. Why not accept Him as your Savior? By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God bless you. Father, bless your word to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our dear listeners, as you have heard the message of the gospel of the grace of God, you too can experience that in your life as you heard. Even right now, if you recognize you're a sinner, Christ died for you, and you need help, Bible says, if you call upon Him, He will hear you. He'll forgive you. Why not do that even right now? If you need help concerning this matter, to know more about this, to have help and encouragement, why not call us at 427-1054. That is 427-1054. Or write us and let us know of your need so we can send you some literature. But best of all, we invite you to come and visit us at one of our churches, where we will be glad to take God's word and help you and to pray with you. So we invite you to the Grace Bible Church in Well House, St. Philip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, St. Michael, where services begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock at these churches. 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Then there's the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, St. Michael. Services begin 8:30 every Sunday morning. We're looking forward to seeing you at one of our morning services. After every morning worship service, we have a Sunday school hour, and we have a class for every age. So we're looking forward to you sending your children or bringing them along. Sunday night, 7:15, each one of our churches have a service, 7:15 every Sunday night. Then there's the Berean Bible Baptist Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter, where services begin at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning and 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward.